9 minutes after 4 South African time. Today is the 28th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. Let's go straight, inshallah, into our beloved Fadilatul Ustad early this beautiful Wednesday morning. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasirli amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 28th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, and verses 112 and 113. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is highlighting our sojourn, our short stay here on this earth, and thereafter is the everlasting life. Now the ball is in our court, whether we want to follow the path of Rahman, the path of Almighty Allah, or the path of Shaitan, the path of Satan and Lucifer. Qala. So if you look at the script in Arabic, Qala is written but differently, to highlight that this verb can be read two ways. Qala, he said. Second way you can read, Qul, you say, Ya Rasulallah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's why the script of Qala is slightly different. Qala, he said, Kam labithtum, that how long have you stayed fil ard, here on this land and sand in this world? Adada sinin, the number of years, how long have you stayed? Qalu, the people will then respond, Labithna yoma, we stayed for one day. Oh, ba'ada yomin, or a portion of a day, but they lived for 40, 50, 60, 80, 100 years or more. But they say that we live for one day or less than a day, because when they look at the horror and the terror of the day of justice, the day of judgment, then they will say, we were fools and idiots there to squander this time we had on this earth. But we don't know the exact time we stayed on this earth. First, Alil Adin, ask the counters, ask the angels, they know exactly how much time every human being, every creation has stayed here on this earth. So today we are fighting for our inheritance. Today we are fighting to make more money. Today we are fighting for rank and position. But all this is our lifespan on this earth. It's just a sojourn. It's just a short, short period. So think properly. How many a person has severed ties with his own parents, with his own spouse, or with his own children and with his own siblings? So where are we heading to? Each one of us should think seriously about that. Let us give you local, national, international and global news. We have some very, very interesting news from occupied Palestine. That is the apartheid, rogue Nazi regime, terrorist regime of Israel. Number one, if you're following Israel and their politics, you will know this family features prominently. But now the family also had enough. The Adelson family, A-D-E-L-S-O-N, the Adelson family is withdrawing most of its support and donation to Birthright. Now what does that mean? You see, birthright used to take thousands of people from Europe, from America, from here and there and different parts of the world to Israel and showcase Israel. Obviously, not showing them all the settlements and where the Muslims and the Palestinians are living in third class, fourth class, you understand, conditions, and where the terrorists have stolen all the land and so forth. They will just show them all the beautiful areas, and people will think how good the Jutlas and the cursed nation are, not the chosen nation, the cursed nation. But they also got fed up. They say that now the financial constraints are too much upon us. So that's a very good story for us Muslims. Number two, Haaretz writes that the politicians who are true politicians are saying, do not unite with BB, do not unite with Benjamin Netanyahu, because then democracy will disappear, yea, in Israel. So you can see from the horse's mouth what they are saying. Now look at this one. If it happened in South Africa or Africa, you could expect it. But this happening, is it happening in Israel, the only Jewish terrorist state in the world? A convicted criminal is the Israeli super police chief. A convicted criminal is the Israeli super police chief. All this, go read in the Haaretz, you will find it there. And then our Palestinian brothers, mashallah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, in Janin, one settler got killed and he died or what have you. So now the Palestinians, they captured his body. So remember, the Palestinians are too sharp, you see. So before the Jutlas could get the body of the Jutla, so remember, the Palestinians got it in their possession. They said every day almost you're killing two of our people. So now we got this body, let us negotiate how many people you will release and so forth. So well done to the Palestinians. One settler, one bullet will settle many, many issues. Let us come to Saudi Arabia. They say Saudi Arabia scores goals and they won against Argentina. So today, Wednesday, is a public holiday there. But they didn't tell you about the dark side of Saudi Arabia. What is the dark side? MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, is not a Muslim. And any person says he agrees with MBS, he himself is also a Murtad and out of the fold of Islam. In the past 2 weeks, they carried out 12 executions. The focus of the world is on the World Cup, and that side, Saudi Arabia, is busy executing people, so you should know. The West is finished. Europe is finished. Germany, their biggest aluminium factory, cement factory, all of them closing down or closed already. Remember this. So there's going to be darkness and blackouts in Germany, in France, in America, all that. So remember, thank you, Putin. You're sending them back so that Europe will become, majority of it, or many parts of Europe, will go back and become third world countries. If you think I'm speaking from my pocket, Ukraine doesn't have power now. Blackouts. And they say by the time things come normal on the energy front will be next year March. That's Ramadan time. So from now till Ramadan, there will be blackouts every city, everywhere in Ukraine. Thank you, Putin, you harami. You're doing a good job. You see, Richie Rich is playing with us now. Ricky, oh Richie, Sunak. So I've been to this place. So you see, India, they got Modi. Modi is a terrorist. There's no question about it. He knows what he did there in Gujarat. He knows what he did to the Muslims, what he told his thugs they can do for their 3 days. And when America got the news, they said no visa for Modi for 10 years. So after that, things changed when he became prime minister and so forth. Nevertheless, so now Modi, and you must remember, Sunak got very good ties. Now, our second oldest Darulum and Madrasa there in Britain, in UK, there in Dewsbury, remember, is closing down. But why? Because they came there and they start investigating. Is where's this? Where's this? Where's this? This is not right. This is not. How come all the governments that, if you know anything of Dewsbury, if you know anything of the Merkers and so forth, there's a Mammon brother, remember, from Scotland, the Oka family, I met him. They donated that piece of land to Hafiz Patel, Rahimahullah, and the Oka brother also passed away. So he gave that land and said, you build the Merkers, Madrasa, everything here. From that time till now, when there was a white prime minister, there was no problem. Suddenly, there is an Indian prime minister who supports Modi, and now they are attacking and going to undermine our madrasas and darulums, as India are doing. So there seems to be a certain connection there. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. But anyway, sad news that they in Dewsbury. And remember, we all should make special dua. Then you got FTX. Remember that Friedman must be a jutla. They'll understand when they say Friedman, 90% is a jutla. So he took the people, remember, for such a ride, building mansions here, palaces here and there, the emperor with no clothes, remember, and no hisab. He was turning millions and billions. One of the worst and biggest collapse in financial history of America. And you find that billions and billions are gone. People have lost the cryptocurrency and so forth. Turkey attacks Syria, and Erdogan says that we're coming with more to attack you Kurds. Because why? You are the one responsible for the bomb and so forth there in Istanbul, and America is supporting Turkey in that. Now, how you like that? USA weapons to Ukraine are going, but remember some of the politicians, listen carefully, some of the politicians in America are saying that what is happening there is money laundering taking place in Ukraine and America. So there you have it from the horse's mouth. Last one, UK, that is Richie Rich, France, remember, that is Macron, Germany calls, they all are condemning Iran, and they're saying, Iran, that now, how are you breaking this law and this law? Because Iran told them, now we're going to go faster and faster regarding our nuclear program. Well done to Iran, the Kufar Shias, 100% Kufar, not Muslims, but on this issue, we agree with them. Every Muslim, there are many million Muslims there, but the Shias we speak about, not Muslim. So anyway, regarding the nuclear, you go ahead and so forth. Saudi Arabia will make holiday, you keep on working, but your people are losing faith in you, so the Shias are falling apart as well. Let's come to South Africa. Do you know where's your deputy president? How many South Africans know where's the deputy president? So Mabuza is there in Russia. How's that? What Russia would love. And he's there, Mabuza, discussing with maybe, I don't know, but maybe I went to the Kremlin, but they didn't allow us inside. So maybe he's sitting with Putin and telling Putin, give us some tactics. We also want to learn some tactics. I don't know. Maybe they're discussing matters of bilateral importance, you know. That's how the politicians speak. So we don't know, but he is in Russia, right? So that is where your deputy president is. I see nobody has put him on so far for the December conference for the top six and so forth. So though it looks like he'll be a one-term deputy president. They want gender parity. So it looks like in next elections, there will be a female deputy president. Two other important events took place in South Africa on both sides of the spectrum. And that can cause huge, huge turbulence here in South Africa. One side, they said Zuma must go back to jail. Now, you know last time what happened. So when they put Zuma in jail, Durban went to chaos and mayhem and chaos. To me, it's a foolish thing for the ANC. You, Cyril, why don't you just pardon the man? You understand, Zuma? He's old. If you're saying he's corrupted, but you were his deputy, so you must remember that. So all of you in my book also are tainted and polluted, that you can't put the blame on one man. He's old now. Just tell him to go and rest and retire there in Kandla and say, please, that normal politics for you. This is your package and finish, and just your twilight years. But now it will drag on, and who's paying? We are paying for all these things, yeah? The judges and the time and who and all. So all unnecessary if you ask me. That is my own personal opinion. Just pardon the man and finish and clear. So remember, just wasting everybody's time. And you, Durban start burning again, then you know what happens. Mm. And then you see 1993, Chris Hani was assassinated by Janus Walus. You must remember his name also, Janus Walus. So these people, we have to speak with Tajweed also, you know, yeah. Now the court, the constitutional court said that this man must be released within 10 days. So now some people are very happy, some people are very, very sad. My personal thing is this, you just forgive Zuma and forgive this person. 30 years, 29 years he was in jail, and carry on with life. That is my message to all. But everybody's not going to agree with me. I gave you my opinion, you entitled to your opinion. But I'm saying, look at the greater good of South Africa. A beautiful country destroyed by the white man, what is apartheid policy, and destroyed by the ANC, with their corruption and their stealing and their cadre deployment. That is, you can write the history of South Africa in these three lines. Wa ila Allahil Mushtaka. Ya Allah, we complain to you. We as Muslims also have become so corrupted. Forgive us, O Allah. Let us become an asset to humanity.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see Chris says here, Ustad, he says, morning to you and to the Ansar team. Boris Johnson says, Ukraine has nothing to negotiate with Russia. And he says, Olaf Scholz, Putin, withdraw your troops from Ukraine now. Ustad.
My brother Chris, which world you living in? Scholz is finished. You must remember, maybe next year, June, July, August, maybe he's out of power. Germany is falling apart. You must remember that. Do you know how many shops in Germany have closed? Last month, their rental was water, lights, rental, all was 3,000 euros. For now, the next month is 6,000, 8,000, 10,000. Who can afford it? So you must remember this. Do you know what's happening in Germany? The industries are closing, the shops are closing, the manufacturing plants are closing, and Germany is heading for hellhole. Remember that. Because they mostly, they dependent on Russia, and for their energy and so forth. And you ask people who understand politics, as far as UK go, with Richie Rich there, Sunak there, remember, they have to worry of their own country, and they are telling them, Boris Johnson is history, he's busy making zina, adultery everywhere. While she was married, the last count was, he impregnated 5 women. So he's busy playing other kind of football, you must remember, and scoring goals. So don't come tell me of these haramis here, please. So you must remember, Putin is the right man. He's a big army, but he put the whole Europe flat. You must remember that. Ukraine, it will take them 20 years to recover. Blackout, blackout, blackout. They say maybe next year, March, they will get full energy. So that is history, and they deserve it. You know what Ukraine did? Ukraine told Israel, you must attack the Palestinians. So therefore, we got no sympathy, remember, for them. And it's a jutla, and this Zelensky and the Jutlas there. So the Jutla for Jutla, the Zionists for the Zionists. So what must we have? It's a white man's war. You kill one another. You want to destroy Africa. So you destroy yourself. So we got no sympathy for you.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Ustad, there's a rival brother says that while reading Salah and we sneeze, should we say Alhamdulillah, Ustad?
No, my brother. that when you're out of salat, out of prayer, then you sneeze, you say Alhamdulillah. The opposite party, who's all praise is due to Allah. And the person who's there and is Muslim, he will say Yarhamukallah. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on you, envelope you in His mercy. But when you in prayer, in namaz, in salat, and you sneeze, then you don't say Alhamdulillah. You just continue with your recitation.
0847863132. Somebody says here, Ustad, I would like to remain anonymous. If Turkey attacks Greece, which country or countries are most likely going to help Greece, Ustad?
You must remember the European countries don't want Greece to be part of Europe. Remember that. Why? Because it's a Muslim country. So they are there. They're part of NATO. That is Turkey. But they're not part of Europe. But if you go to Istanbul and you go on the Bosphorus, so you will know Istanbul, half of it is part of Asia and half of it plus minus is part of Europe and so forth. So obviously there the Greece and all of them, the European countries will help them. One, two might speak in favor of Turkey. That is the white man. They must remember the white man's politics, white hegemony. They want to be in charge everywhere and poke their nose everywhere. So Trump also is in big trouble. Remember, now all his taxes and all that are gone. Now they can check how he avoided and evaded tax and so forth. So Trump is in big trouble. I don't think he will be able to stand in 2024. They will have that Santis and they'll have Nikki Haley. Both of them haramis, both of them 100% in favor of rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime Israel.
I see Tunani's with you. Tunani says that, you see, AK, I totally agree with you. Forgive the man, Zuma. I can tell you now, it's going to be to stir his people if he goes back to jail. And about the late Chris Hani, the man served 30 years. Let's be justice and free him. AK, Ustad, Tulani.
So Tulani, you're listening with both eyes and you check both ears and you're checking me with both eyes. We're on the same page today, Tulani. Right, Lungile, my brother. Don't think of yourself. Think of our beloved country. That's what I'm saying. If you're not going to forgive Zuma, you're not going to forgive just Jalus Walus. You're just going to have a bigger war. And that will spark a civil war. And you saw what happened last year already. And you know all the corruption and crookery and everything else that goes on. So remember, you just need few hot heads and the country will go up in flames. You must remember that. So all the political parties, I don't belong to me. I'm a small time political analyst. So that is my 2 cents worth advice I give all the political parties. Jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta. Keep a generous, magnanimous heart and Almighty Allah will elevate you. Look at the goodness. This is a beautiful, wonderful country. But ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chirag se. Everywhere outside we put security, the best. Inside all the chorwans are there, the crooks are inside the house. So what is that? Is what South Africa's history is now. So you can't write a good story of South Africa, nor during apartheid, nor during democracy. Let us be honest about this there. So apartheid was a crime, and your corruption and everything else related to it is a major crime.
I'm just trying to see if we are offline or not, but my engineer is not here. So I see the listeners, I say Marcus Sahaba is offline. But anyway, Ustad, let's go to our next message I've got here. Sister Melissa, she's listening to you from KZN. She says, AK, sinning while fearing God, will you be punished or will you sin? Will your sin be made easier to accomplish? Melissa, Ustad.
My sister Melissa, there are 3 different issues. Number 1 is we all are sinners. Today's world, everyone is a sinner. So when we say everyone is a sinner, who will be accountable for their sins? So you must remember, every person will be accountable for his or her sins when they are sane and mature. So we should remember that. So that is the first point. Second point is this, you can't say you're fearing Almighty Allah and you're committing sins. Nay, that's a sign we're not fearing Almighty Allah, and therefore we are emboldened and then perpetrating these sins and these vices and so forth. So that is number two. That number three, our clothes get dirty. So what do? We don't throw the clothes away. Remember, we just wash them, place them in the washing machine. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has given us what we call tawbah, that we can all repent. But for the repentance to be accepted, there are conditions. Number one, Melissa, my sister, that tawbah, you must have regret and remorse. Tawbah means repentance. You must detach yourself from that sin. A person is fornicating, committing adultery, gay brigade, alcohol, vices, and, drugs, and he must, or interest, you must come out of that and detach yourself. You can't say, I'm repenting and we're continuing with the vice. Then you make a mockery. Third one, the rights, obligations of Almighty Allah, we have to fulfill that. For example, the person didn't fast in Ramadan, our fasting month. So now, and he's healthy, so he must keep qadha. So you must remember, he has to now keep all the fast that he must. And then you apply analogy on the rest of the things. Number four, that the hukukul ibad, you owe ABC, XYZ person, Muslim or non-Muslim, you have to repay your creditors. You can't say he's a non-Muslim and so forth. And then the last one, tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha, chapter 66, verse number 8. And remember, that is turn to Almighty Allah Jalla wala, tawbatan nasuha. What is nasuha? When you milk the cow, do you see the milk going back into the udders? No. So don't go back to your vices. Don't have a relapse. That's a sign that our repentance is accepted in the court of Almighty. That is the minimum requirement, my sister Melissa.
Well, I see, Haji Abu Yusuf says, Ansari is off, we start. Let's go to Gideon. Gideon says, yes, I told you I was not going to listen to you, but you're making me to listen. And he says, say if Russia fails to defeat the Ukrainian military, what is the likely fate of Putin? Gideon, we start.
Gideon, didn't I tell you yesterday? From your tongue you say you don't like me, but you like the program, my brother. That's what I like about you. At least you're being honest to me. You see, the prima facie evidence is such. Putin has flattened the whole Ukraine. Putin is busy flattening the whole Europe almost. And Putin is coming for America. Putin can never forget Vladimir. Do you know what the meaning in Russian Vladimir? Vladimir means the ruler of the world. So his mother told him, hey Vladimir, I'm making this your name and you must be the conqueror. So he remembers the advice of his beloved mother. And he says, I'm coming for you, Ukraine, you history gone. You go to Europe, you're next. And the whole of Europe is shaking. You go ask Germany, you go ask France, you go ask UK, whole lot going to experience blackouts. You know the winter is starting, the snow is falling, and the people are freezing. So that is what's happening. Next, we're coming for America. Because America cannot fight the war. Their people are fed up, you must remember. So always they look for chamchas. Gideon, write this word. You learned one word from me, right? What's the word you learned? Jutlas, that means Jews and Zionists. Now learn the second word. And what is that? The chamchas. So that means your spies, your allies, your subordinates and all these people. They'll just make yes, yes, yes. So that's how America works. So Russia is prepared to take them on. They got the greater nuclear than them. Their submarines are better than them. They got the personnel, which all three America don't have. And the Americans are fed up, you must remember, with all the wars and so forth. So therefore, Putin is not going to stop. He's tasted victory. He knows he's holding the trump cards. Yes, he dies or he gets assassinated is a different thing. But as long as he's there, he's going to put them in the right place. And we're making dua for him, Gideon. Allah guide Putin to the truth and Islam. And Allah guide Gideon to the good path and the right path.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Ustad, remember Basil, he says here that hiding people's sins is a virtue, A.K. Yet exposing them to prevent future sins is meritorious. So which route should we choose? Basil, Ustad.
Basil, we don't know, but anyway, your question is very good. Every one of us, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, we created with limitations, with weaknesses, and so forth and so on. So every human being, when he commits a mistake, commits a sin once, twice, and so forth, so then you cover their vices, cover their sins. But once that person does it thrice, 5 times, 10 times, 20 times, now he's a habitual criminal, habitual sinner, committing the same thing, then is the time Islam says we have to name them and shame them, because the greater society must be protected from this person who has become a menace to society. That is what Islam teaches us, my brother Basil.
I see Jeremy here. He says that I heard you saying earlier on that America is next. Let me tell you now, AK, we will be waiting. Remember, we the superpower, whether you like it or not.
Such a superpower that Afghanistan gave you such a thrashing with 47 other countries. You couldn't beat Afghanistan and you're still so proud and arrogant. Remember, you spent 20 years in Afghanistan. You murdered millions, you injured millions of people. You killed thousands of people, 45% of them children, according to United Nations. And you spent trillion dollars, and what benefit came to you? Zilch. You left $2 billion worth of arms and ammunition. And do you know what Taliban are doing? Taliban are busy cutting deals with Russia, with China, with Iran, with Turkey, with Pakistan. They told United Nations, go to hell. We're not interested in you. We will do. We've got lithium. No country in the world got lithium like Afghanistan. And you need it for your cell phone. You, America, couldn't beat people like Taliban in Afghanistan without one plane, with their chimples and their sandals, they beat you. Not even an army, a ragtag army. So what you talk of America? And not America, 47 other countries. Humiliated, defeated by people who got faith and Iman and Islam. So this has emboldened Putin that these chaps here, they can't fight anymore. That they went to Vietnam, they murdered innocent people. They went to Iraq, they murdered million people. And now they're busy here and there, but they finish. So Putin is ready for them, and therefore America will never want to come face to face. Therefore, you don't know anything, Jeremy, of politics. They call it a Cold War. You know what? What Cold War means? That they don't go into active combat. Because if they go into active combat, then the popper will dance. Remember that. That America got their, this guy's Russia got their spies everywhere. So they got inside the White House what's happening also. So ask Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is experiencing sleepless nights. You know that? Wake up, Jeremy. You don't sleep.
Somebody says, Ustad, that dear Mufti Saab, our house is on my husband's name. He put it in his will for it to become a masjid when he passes on. What happens to me and our kids, Ustad?
It's not permissible that. You must remember this, Ghaira Mudar. The Quran Sharif, when it speaks of inheritance, then it says you can't be causing harm to your heirs in the process. So yeah, the person got the house and it seems he doesn't have any other asset and so forth. So now he says after he dies, it must become masjid. That type of wasiya and so forth and bequeath and whatever is null and void. You better tell your husband, he goes straight to hell. That is what the Quran Sharif teaches us. Surah number 13 and Surah 4 verse number 13 and verse number 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ, I'm reading Surah 4 chapter 4 verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, whosoever disobeys Almighty Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ, he goes beyond the limits. Now he wants to give to masjid, he wants to give to madrasa, make masjid. South Africa, what masjid? We got millions of people who will donate and contribute to a mosque and so forth. So now where you will go, where your children will go. So this is haram what he's doing, and is null and void, is not permissible. And tell him, Quran says, yudkhilhu naran khalidan fiha. Allah will dispatch him to Jahannam. Not Jannah, Jahannam, the hellfire. Khalidan fiha. He will dwell and stay there in Jahannam for a very, very long time. Walahu azabun muheen. And for him will be a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Allah Ta'ala protect us from such ignorance.
Somebody says, I travel a lot, dear Mufti Sahab. I have an Islamic bank I deal with. However, the exchange rate is higher than other banks. Is it permissible for me to do currency exchange at the banks? My Islamic bank calls it profit, while other banks says it's interest to start.
I told you people got their own opinion. From the day all this started, we said, remember, and many other ulama have said, that remember, this Islamic bank is nothing Islamic about it. And not only South Africa, all parts of the world, they are just involved in gymnastics. In semantics, play of words, you must remember. There you saying it yourself, other banks call it interest, they will call it profit, and that P-R-O-F-I-T, and that's exactly what Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُسَمُّونَهَا بِغَيْرِ اسْمِهَا. They will just change the name and so forth and so on, whether it is alcohol, whether it's interest, whether it's other haram things, they will have hilas and loopholes and shortcuts and Al-Dakhri involved, and they will have the Sharia boards and so forth. So remember this, and they pay them handsome amount. It's a good thing, you know. I was just thinking of it in this week here now, yesterday, day for yesterday. In their lifetime, I made the statement. Mufti Rafi Usmani passed away, rahimahullah, and Mufti Taqi is still alive. I told you, they are great scholars, but on these issues, we can never agree with them. And I told Mufti Taqi on his face here in Cape Town, the Hilton Hotel, these issues we can never agree with you on your fatwa. And Mufti Rafi, I told him in Makkah and there's it. So, and both of them, when we went into detail, they couldn't answer. So I told Mufti Rafi Usmani, your fatwa and your brother's fatwa, Mufti Taqi Usmani's fatwa on TV and all that, we reject it. And your teacher also rejected it. That is my teacher also, Hazrat Mohana Salimullah Khan Sahab. When I told Hazrat Mohana Salimullah Khan Sahab, rahimahullah, what happened and how he couldn't answer, he took out his hand and shook hand with me. That very good you did that. You told him that we don't agree with their fatwas regarding TV and tasweer and photos and so forth and the so-called Islamic bank. It's all a money-making gimmick, legalizing interest on the back door. You can quote me where you want to.
I got Mr. Pastor here. He says he would like to meet you. There's one or two questions he doesn't agree with you. The Mr. Pastor, Ustad.
Remember, we are traveling to Newcastle and Northern Natal, inshallah, the next weekend. You want to come there, you can meet us, inshallah. So today will be the bliss of marriage, 11 to 12, and tafsir, 1 to 2. And thereafter, inshallah, Wednesday afternoon, make special dua. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.